napenda we sitokuwa cha milele kama pete na kidole sitaki mwingine na mimi nitakupenda we sitokuwa cha milele kama pete na kidole sitaki mwingine.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Tanzanian-born songstress Feza Kesi. The song is called My Papa. This actually came high on the list of song, the opening song. I asked everybody to send me a song, a name that they wanted on as an opening song for today, and it came top. So thank you all for participating. We'll do this again next week. Welcome to the show. It's WOC on O'Neill on Cliff Central. I'm hanging out with my boy as always. Junior, how you doing?
I'm getting you, man.
Yeah, man. Why are you putting on a voice when you're talking to me?
A voice?
Yeah, you just...
There's no voice I put on, man.
You just gave me a bass there.
I don't know. My voice just changes randomly.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay, cool stuff.
I don't know why it does that, but yeah, out of nowhere. Well,
are you good?
Yeah, I'm proper, man.
You want to just do something for us there?
Yeah, no probs, man.
Cool. Okay, so Gina is sorting himself out. And then I'll tell you exactly what's happening in just a little bit. We've got a great lineup of artists here today on the show. First up, this is how we're going to kick off the show. We've got Fifi, and we're going to play a single called Bafikile. And on the other side of that, we'll catch up with Fifi.
Lady Love, oh, yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Bafikile ke.
Kibala bafikile. Kibala bafikile. Kibala bafikile.
Bona kafikile sa utura ni dukhoro badi bula.
Kibala bafikile. Kibala bafikile. Kibala bafikile. Bona kafikile sa utura ni dukhoro badi bula.
Le barren ka se tulele ka se phunyelele ka se pepe ope ka motsoko wa me ke kenelele ke ba tsela jo ke ba pepe jo ke ba tsela that would be no put na se ka no.
She comes from Afike and the song is called Bafikile. The name is Fifi. Welcome to the show, Fifi.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. You said you freestyle?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm happy.
Okay, so are you happy today?
People, I guess.
Okay, so Junior, can you make her happy without using your hands? Okay, so Gina is just gonna play something, and you're just gonna play around with it. Is that cool? Before we talk,
no, no
cool
doubt.
Stuff. So stand by and find out who else we have lined up for the show today. It's gonna be bananas, man. Don't move.
Yeah. Cliff Central. Cliff Central. Yeah, Fifi Cooper sign. Hey, 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 Fifi Cooper sign. And if you're listening, welcome to our show. If you're listening, welcome. Yeah, let's go. First lady, I'm a taco, hot on my town, now we chilling my studio. Freestyle, papa, get stylist, I'm a holla, papa. Fifi Cooper from Math Town, let's go till I'm a taco, la jore, papa. La jore, pa hamonati, papa. Rahotela, bikiniana, papa, it's a freestyle. You know how we do it, we kill it every day, yeah, you know how we do it. We kill it, we kill it, we wanna kill it. And man, we just tell everybody that we happy, cause first lady, no, uho hata di tlaku. Cause first lady, no, upaka madita ba na first lady. Ota ko chela kore gesta elisele sa mahala o sabata meke la kere first lady. Fifi Cooper from Math Town, Richita fella homo na the Cliff Central. Fifi Cooper ta ko chela, how sheba, ota ko bita kabedi, kararu sheba fella.
Musabata, Marajo Beta Samahala. From Tohota, Taharakwala. When I worry, no, Haratala. Waka, hey, why you see Papa? Rogobeta Hamonatera, Robeta Papa. Yes, style Samahala.
Well, as you can see, there's obviously so much love outside the studio right now. Is that your family?
Yes, that's my family.
Is that your mother?
No, Ambitious Records. That's my road manager.
Ah, I see. Well, shout out to you.
Shout out to y'all.
From Mafikeng. Are you based here?
Yeah, I just moved to Midrand.
Okay.
Because I just want to be close to everything because there's a lot of connections this side.
Now, there are a lot of rappers, just generally artists from Mafikeng who are currently based in Joburg.
True.
But I have to be honest, I have never heard of any female rapper from Mafikeng.
Yes.
I haven't heard anyone so far.
Yeah.
Are there any?
No.
Okay.
Hence why I'm trying
that
to... No, there's no one back at home. Like, okay. They all think that Motoko's for guys because we have WHP, Casper, and everybody. So I'm just here to show and prove that we can actually do it as females as well.
Nice. Tell me who you working with. Who are you working with?
Right now, I'm working on my EP. I just released a single with AB Crazy. I'm working with Treasy Beats, with Lunatic Beats, Toady Mac, and... Questa is also on my EP and JR.
That is nice. Now, I have to understand the journey for you. How did you get into the business?
Okay, my dad was playing keyboard and bass guitar. So I grew up listening to a lot of music at home. So I've been singing from the age of 18. I only started rapping when I was like 16 or 17 when I was still in high school. So for me, music is in my blood. Like it's part of my culture. I feel like I can't do anything if I'm not doing music. I always have to keep doing something because I always write. When I chill, I always sing. Like it's just in me, you know.
Who do you enjoy listening to?
I enjoy listening to YouTube covers. It's okay. Funny, I know. But I listen to a lot of Motoko. I listen to Tuksinganga. I listen to Naughty. I listen to Casper. I listen to Toady Mac. A lot of Toady Mac, actually. Yeah, Morafe. Yeah. They inspire me a lot because the sound, Yabone, it's the sound. It's a Mufftown sound,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So hence why they inspire me because I'm also doing that Mufftown sound.
Do you write your own stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your how you got into hip hop, because it's very clear to me that you're a huge fan of hip hop.
Yes.
What was the first song or the first album you listened to that made you fall in love with hip hop?
Mafukwan.
Okay.
Yeah. But I started rapping, I think, 2008 when I was in a group called Live Group in Mafikeng. And then every month we have to perform, you know. So this one month they asked me to do something out of my comfort zone, which was rap. And when I performed it the first time, the love that I got was huge.
Okay.
So I decided, oh my God, this is my path.
All right, cool. So I'll tell you what. We're going to take another song from Fifi.
Lady Love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I'm yours and I say that you're mine. You send me little kisses and you put a little heart, so you blow my mind. Nobody else, just me and my BAE. And we KISSING. Ooh, ooh, come give it to me one more time.
Yeah, ooh. Now I remember back in high school. Nala when I fell like yeah, well in my baby boo. Cause you my man crush every day. Lekha bakare, we MH made in hell. You know that we don't care. Le mao baby kiddy balahoot. I told you hore B.A.B. cause I still want you boot. We yellow web, we see who bought it. It's the only truth. That's a khadi tare. Lamzanyana cause that's how we do.
You used to like it when you called me. We stay up all night. You say that I'm yours and I say that you're mine. You send me little kisses and you put a little hearts. You blow my mind. Nobody else, just me and my BAE. And we KISSING. Ooh, ooh, come give it to me one more time.
Kisses, kisses, kisses. She loved my kisses, 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 kisses. Kisses,
Kidi na kotele tama fifi yeah we boss no. Nale wena re etana dizzy we go easy when we busy. Le rato la pelo ya me please don't go. I'm Katimela can help but you just tell me right on. H-O-F-G, he just asked me what I'm doing, I said I like it. To all the haters, chill, I'm picking yana R.I.P. So sit down here, while I'm on when I say
it. I used to like it when you called me, we stay up all night. You say that I'm yours and I say that you're mine. You send me little kisses and you put a little hearts, you blow my mind. Nobody else, just me and my B.A.E. And we K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Ooh, ooh, come give it to me one more time.
Kisses, kisses. I like it when we touch like that. I like it when we kiss like that. When we do like that. I like it when you look at me just like that.
It's called Kisses. This is Fifi.
So Fifi the video Koopa is going to play today on Live Amp.
So the video to Kisses, it premieres tonight on Live.
Yes.
And you are hanging out with AB Crazy on this one.
Yes.
Psychotic song. I think this is going to be a big song.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm getting a lot of, in fact, you are getting a lot of love on Twitter. People think you're going in hard.
Aw, that's
and they sweet. Love it when you rap in Tswana.
Oh, that's sweet.
So big shout out to you. Now, this is what we're doing next on the show. Stand by.
Ladies love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. All right. Central, double OC, double OC. We need a long please, Central. Double OC, double OC. We need a long please, Central. Double OC, double OC. You're listening to We Need a Long Please, Central.
DJ
is invading your eardrums.
O'Neal
with the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal
worldwide.
It's possibly one of the biggest songs in the continent at the moment. Moby Dixon is actually hanging out with me in the studio on the other side of City Rains. We catch up with Moby Dixon and we find out the creative process that went into the making of City Rains.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most recognizable songs of the moment. This is Moby Dixon hanging out with MQ.
MQ.
MQ. The song is called City Rains.
Yeah.
I have to ask this. Do you think the song would be as big as it is?
Honestly, not, eh? We really never anticipated, you know, such a huge response, you know, from the country, from the continent, from the world.
Why do you think it's as big as it is? You know?
Hey, man, I think it's because it's real, you know. It's not trying to be like anyone. It's a fresh sound. It's a
fresh approach.
All the elements within it, you know, from the vocal to the instrumentation, you know, the arrangement. It's something new. It's something different. And I think that's why it just caught on the ears of everyone.
Let's talk about Moby Dixon. That's you. You're a producer.
Yeah.
And what was happening before the song?
Well, I'm a DJ and a producer. So I've been at it for quite some time, you know. Yeah. This is actually my second album, you know. So it's been a gradual growth, you know, just trying to break in, you know. Different songs, working with different companies, you know. But yeah, finally now things are...
How was the response together following the success of City Rains in terms of the kind of business that you attract now? Mm-hmm. And are you finding that people are warming up to you?
Yeah, definitely, you know, because beyond the song, City Rains, you know, Moby Dixon as a brand, you know, it's getting a lot of attention because I pay attention to detail, you know, from my image, you know, to the perfection of the sound itself, you know, to the branding, to everything, you know, the conduct, you know, at gigs, at every detail, you know, I pay attention to with my brand. And then this tribal soul sound itself, you know, it's something fresh, something new, which is a sound that I decided to identify myself with, which actually came naturally, you know, because it's a fusion of African, you know, ethnic elements with soul, you know, rooted from R&B and jazz, you know.
The album is called Tribal Soul. Is it out in stores?
Yeah, it's out in stores. It's currently the most selling house album in the country.
No way.
Yeah.
It so is, huh?
So big up to everyone who's got a copy so far.
That is amazing. How long has City Rains been out for, the single?
The single's been out since July 2014. Okay. You know, it started picking up around November, December. And we thought by Easter, you know, it would have lived its life. We were ready to rock, to drop another single.
Yeah.
But every month after that, it's just become bigger and bigger. And it's even difficult now to drop the next single.
This is absolutely amazing. Now, what would be the next single?
The next single, it's called Love Color Spin.
Okay.
Yeah, featuring a girl called Msaki.
Mm-hmm.
She's an Afro-soul artist. It's from the Eastern Cape.
Okay. Is the video going to be worked on at any point?
Yeah, we dropping the video soon. Msaki just gave birth, you know, so we're just waiting for her to join us.
Okay.
And then we're going to shoot the video, but the single is coming out in about 2 weeks' time.
So that's Love Color Spin.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, so this would be the official single, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. For the first time, we're going to premiere this single. It's Moby Dixon. This is Love Color Spin. Don't move.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
So this is the official brand new single, Love Color Spin, Moby Dixon.
Ladies love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
It came to me. That it was all just jealousy. You walked right in and you saw my being, and you thought you must be me. I found your life in your denial. Supposedly, supposedly, oh, you wanted me. Feeling the city crazy, feeling the city crazy. Feeling the city crazy. Oh, 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 oh. Feeling the city crazy. And I was told that in the city folk, people would come saying this and that, flapping their gums only to try only wanting for themselves. Don't fall for their tricks. Sun that is down, in the city I was there, feeling the sad rain peered about, feeling the city rains. Feeling the city raise, feeling the city raise, oh, oh, oh. Feeling the city raise,
Now remember, this is unrehearsed, unradio. Right now, joining us in studio is MQ. doing an acoustic version of City Rains, one of the biggest songs out at the moment. My brother, welcome to the studio.
Hey, man. Hey, thanks a lot.
Now, your relationship with Moby Dixon, are we going to see a collaborative album?
For his upcoming just, or mine?
I think you guys need to work on an entire album together. Let's feature it. The chemistry works. There's chemistry there.
Yeah, man. You know, fortunately, you know, God put us at the right time, you know, together, and we managed.
Are we going to see any more collaborations, though, between the two of you?
We have spoken, because Moby, I don't know why, but he's already thinking about his second album.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely something on my second album.
Yeah.
And also, you know, MQ's working on some stuff of his own.
Yeah.
Where I'll be involved as well. So yeah, we'll see what the future holds.
All right. So if you just joined us, this is what's happening. We're hanging out with the talented Fifi Cooper. We're also hanging out with Moby Dixon. MQ is also here. Now, my next guest, I'm super excited about, particularly because of his brand new single. And I feel like it's underrated because I don't think it's getting enough love, because the first time I had it on radio, I knew that this was going to be a huge song. Find out who I am talking about on the other side of this.
Ladies love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Listen to Neil on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
She kinda look like Beyonce. The way up a kid like a damn baby girl, you the one. She asked me to buy her a drink, I just nodded and told her. I spending no money to you, back then I said you more.
Anka Yalaka, Yalaka. Anka Yalaka, yo. Anka Yalaka, Yalaka. Anka Yalaka, yo. Anka Yalaka.
On the grind for the checks and what took it, but now my babies are riding past my block. Drop my game light. Can I get your math or not? Cause I could take you to the moon like an astronaut. And I know my way in town, and I was up, no make a slime. Show you a couple things, yeah, go for the first time. I saw when you on plata. Face like Beyonce, ass like Sarah Batman. Size where you gotta be, got me making moves. I ain't talking choreography, you know me. Smooth talker and the grandma ill, so I had to fall in like she's standing on banana peels. Whoa,
Muslim of Dunaman, she kinda look like Beyonce. The way up, I get like a damn baby girl, you the one. She asked me to buy her a drink, I just nodded and told her. I spending no money to you, back then I said you more.
Sorry, but I man, baby, you the life for the party. Where my, how you fit them jeans in your body? Damn, you gon' make a player onto my hottie. Huh, I know you probably thinking you got fritter, and I'm only saying that to get you my dinner. Well, that's kinda true. I just tell it how it is, I'm that kinda dude. Baby, I need you, but when you young thing, I'm more. You can look at another fine, I'm building a more. Mean I can take you from Josie to Singapore and give you whatever you like, I'm not getting a show.
Muslim of Dunaman, she kinda look like Beyonce. The way up, I get like a damn baby girl, you the one. She asked me to buy her a drink, I just nodded and told her. I spending no money to you, back then I said you more.
Anka Yalaka, Yalaka. Anka Yalaka, yo. Anka Yalaka, Yalaka. Anka
All right, man. I promised you a banger of a track, and this exactly is exactly that. This is El Tido. Dlala Kayona is the name of the single. It's a brand new one. How old is the song now, El Tido?
The song is like 2 weeks. I dropped the song 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Tell me about the creative process that went into the creating the song. Who produced the song?
Tweezy produced the song. He's a young producer, very talented. He's done a couple of songs that you guys might know. Like he did All Eyes on Me, Run Josie. So yeah, man, he's just a very young, talented guy. And yeah, he hit me up and we put in work, basically.
What's happening? Is this coming from, is this an upcoming album? What's the story here?
Yeah, I'm dropping a new album this year, basically. I haven't dropped new music in over a year or so. Mm-hmm. Like my fans have been on my neck about me dropping music. But within the same time, when I haven't been dropping my solo stuff, I mean, I did features like Sorry Ma Ke, Do Like I Do and whatever. But this is my first official single for the new album, basically.
You've been slaying, man. Like all of the features that I've heard you on, yeah. You've been slaying.
Thank you so much, man.
Take me through in terms of what's going to happen with the album. Where are you, your headspace?
Yeah, I think more than anything, what I find out with me actually making the music, I just realized certain things about myself with the album. That's why I actually made sure that I actually take time out before I drop music, yeah, to find out a couple of things about myself.
Yeah,
you know, I'm working on this. I'm taking my time with the album because, like, even with this song, that like I don't know song, it's not doesn't sound like any other single locally.
Yeah,
you know, as
yeah,
far as the production phase, because like now, like the most comfortable thing to do in local hip hop is to drop a single maybe that has a little bit of a Kwaito influence or whatever. Yeah, that's a safer route for you to go, you know. Yeah. And you know that, okay, people will mess with it. And yeah, I just wanted to come with something fresh for the game, you know. So yeah, I think this joint is that. And yeah, contrary to what you were saying,
yeah, you're happy with the
like
ways,
the
with
love
the
for the song. The love for the song has been beyond. I mean, just besides from the people and the fans, even industry people, yeah, have been showing the song so much love. I mean, I even saw Kabelo Puga Love tweeting about the song so much, like, yo, this song is crazy, it's his favorite song. And for me, it's like, I know what it takes to work a song. The song, yeah, has been out for 2 weeks, so I am sure by the end of the year it's going to be one of the biggest hip hop songs, basically.
Alright, in the studio right now, hanging out with the MQ, I've got Moby Dixon, I've got Fifi Cooper, and I also have El Tido. What we're going to do now is make music. Junior is also here. Guys, this is what happens. Junior plays something. Any one of you guys decides what they want to add to it, and we create a brand new song on the spot. Are we happy?
Why would we not warned about this? But hey.
But you will have to approve of whatever it is that he's doing. If you like it, then you all agree. Then it's unanimous. Then that's what we work on, right? I don't know where and who wants to start it. Fifi, are you ready? That is your mic. Okay, cool. MQ, are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to need your guitar at some point, bruh. Anyway, it's entirely up to you. So, let's go.
Ladies love, yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Ew. Dun, da, 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 da.
Oh, that's
Come on, guys.
Amen. Look, I ain't got no pencil, but I'ma do it right on the Cliff Central. To me, the drop rhymes is essential. They say, Tito, you got heavy potential, like this beat do. I'm on EQ. Look, it's El Tito, LQ. Look, we keep spitting. Shout out to Fifi and Mubby Dixon. You know me, I straight rippin'. I get on the mic, it's a vision that I see, like 2020 vision. Let's flip another chapter. Am I the only rapper?
Yeah, okay.
It don't matter. We gon' carry on. I'm drinking water, no Perry on.
Left Central, let's get it. Mass town check, what's a qualificat? We do it like we don't care. Not a cheetah fella, I got a Tito. Not a cheetah easy fella. Yo, wait, first lady, I'm gonna talk about who better can say you want nothing, no, but I want to be like, yo, wait. Reds up, Bula Dizab, no Cliff Central, let's get it. First lady, I'ma talk. First lady, I'ma talk. A hot dog, meth town. We do it like we don't care. Freestyle, I'ma holla, yeah, you know that we can. Let's go.
Let's go.
Now let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. I'm drinking H2O. That's water. Everything. It's all in order. Yeah, I think I need something to like a,
yo.
Yeah, I need something to add. Okay, go.
What?
I think we need. Don't you want the guitar or something?
Guitar. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Yes.
Yo.
Yeah. I'm good.
I might even start rapping myself.
Oh. Oh.
Yo, yo, let me take out my old rhyme book.
Hey,
yo, look, they call me a rapper. No, I'm a DJ, but I'm gonna say this once. Music is universal. I'm gonna give you a punch up in your face. Lace you with them rhymes, you'll be left with a different taste. It's tribal soul, it's universal. MQ's laughing at me like I'm an asshole.
Wow.
You wanna take it?
No, let me take it. Freestyle.
Snatch the mic from your girl with your NY cap.
All right.
Looking all nice, looking all black like a nice female. Wanna touch you, wanna bring you closer and be in touch with you in a way. Hey, I'm trying to make El Tito smile with his water, cause he's like, I don't know, gotta do something nice, cause he's got a rap like that on the spice. Girls, back in the day, we do this like, hey, what, hey, I'm trying to sing, I'm trying to rhyme, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm out of time.
Yo,
we got everybody to rap, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, this is what we do. We transform people. So, so we sing a hip hop album soon. Bobby Dixon.
Actually, I used to be a rapper.
You did?
Yeah.
So, why?
Yeah.
Why did you switch up? Primary school, high school.
Why did you
switch up to
how? He sold us out, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the house back bit me, you know, back in early 90s. No,
well, it's music. It's music.
Early 2000s.
That's
yeah.
what it is. It's music.
Narrative.
Now, El Tito, let's quickly talk about this single. Video-wise, what's happening with that?
I'm shooting a video on the 7th of June. That's like in like 3 weeks or so.
Okay.
So yeah, just trying to like I direct all my videos too. So I usually try to take my time with it and see what I want to do with this one because I pride myself in having dope videos. So. Yeah, I need to, like, I think this needs to be my best video ever.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna take my time and see basically what I'm trying to do.
Feature-wise, any notable names
on the
upcoming project?
I wouldn't want to actually speak about that right now, because
right.
You know what happens. Like, let's say I do a song with someone right now, and then by the time we do the album, let's say I record like 25 songs, and I choose like 13 songs for the album, then it's like, yo, like I spoke like whoever's in my album, but they don't actually end up making the album.
So I see what you mean.
I think it's better when you do it when you're closer to the album, basically.
Well, what seems like the trend at the moment is that when a song is as nice as your latest single, at some point we see a remix coming. Is that on the cards?
I've been getting that, like, oh,
they
my
want God. In, huh?
We are not doing no remix, yo, for the song. Like,
okay,
I feel like I've only done one remix, and that's the Steve Kekana remix, basically.
Yeah.
But I've never done no remix for any other song. But, like, you as an artist, I think more than anything else, you need to feel like oh, I think
there's new this one.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't feel like I need the remix. I don't feel like I need anyone else in the song. Like, that's how I feel. I'm all sorry, right. But yeah.
All right, Fifi?
Yes.
I need to wrap it up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's happening with the album?
No, I'm working on my EP.
Okay,
like I
just
told
the EP.
You. Yeah.
Okay,
working
all right.
Working with cheesy beats.
When is it going to be out?
I'm not sure yet, but I think in 2 months.
Okay.
You know? AB Crazy is on it. Questa is on it. Toadie Mac is on it. And Casper is on it as well. Okay. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Once I'm ready, I'll release it.
Okay. All right.
If cool. I can do some shameless plugging before you get out.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm dropping my first single for my album, which is coming out in September. It's called Again. I'm dropping it next month.
Okay.
And then the album's coming out in September. On the album, so far, we have Black Motion and Heavy K and Trademark. So it's looking like it's going to be a really, really hot one. So people just watch the space. Just follow MQ77, MQUE77. That's on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks, yeah.
Okay, cool stuff. Moby Dixon, I hear you're working on the second album.
Yeah, but that's still, you know, very, very far from now.
Okay, you're still pushing the...
Still pushing Tribal Soul. You know, we still got a few more singles to come from the album.
Okay.
You know, looking forward to my UK tour in August. And yeah, man, it's all about gigging at the moment, taking the music to the people. And then I got my clothing line dropping next year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, is that what you're wearing?
Bobby Dixon.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be for house hairs or hip-hop.
For everyone.
Oh, okay.
For everyone.
All right, shout out. And LT, any performances this weekend?
Yeah, man. There's a new club called Trust out there in Rosebank. So, yeah, people must come out there on Sunday. We out there, basically. Yeah.
Is it like an every Sunday thing?
Yeah, every Sunday thing, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can look. It's yeah, Trust in Rosebank. You should know about it. Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you very much for stopping by. I'm looking forward to those projects coming out, and then we can share them with the listener one more time, right?
Yeah, and sorry if I can say, like, for just people who want to be updated on everything that's going on, they can hit me up on Instagram or Twitter and Facebook on L_TIDO, basically.
Shout out to you, man. Sure. Cool. MQ, thank you very much. We're looking forward to that, to your first single.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Big up yourselves. Yeah. Junior?
Maybe you'll be the first to hear it.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love that. Junior, you want to turn the mic around? Are you trying to kiss her? Oh, speaking of the mic.
Ah, why are you getting ideas?
Which is not a bad idea.
Why are you getting ideas?
Actually, you're making him shy. Stop.
Shout out to you, Junior. Thank
thanks,
you very much.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. And a big shout out going out to Tato Rems. I promise that I'll give a shout out to Outa.
Ladies love. Oh, my God. Yeah, baby.
Radio Central, 00C, 00C. We need long peace Central, 00C, 00C. We need long peace Central, 00C, 00C. Listen to we need long peace Central.